continuación, el embajador de Guyana.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Distinguished members of the court and commission, distinguished invitees. It is something of a disappointment, Mr. Chairman, given the lengthy march of human history and of human civilization, that embrace for the concept of universal human rights is so relatively recent. Today, we are able to take a peek back into ancient civilizations such as Greece, and even before that, at places like India, societies where certain individual human rights were proclaimed and accorded some measure of official protection. However, the philosophical concept of universal human rights, certainly as we know them, were not developed and did not gain recognition until the advent of the 18th and 19th centuries. And even then, human rights were applied selectively. Whole groups, such as slaves and females, were not accorded the rights enjoyed by free males. It took the massive loss of life and gross abuse of human rights in the two world wars and the eventual establishment of international bodies, which eventually led to the growth and development of international humanitarian and human rights law. This was the global historical context in which the American Declaration of Rights and Duties of Man was adopted only 3 years after the end of World War II, becoming the first international human rights instrument of a general nature, defining the rights which we collectively decided to ensure and respect. Many societies worldwide managed to achieve profound improvements in their human and social conditions in the 20th century under the banner of human rights. And many of these have been alluded to by the Secretary General in his presentation, including workers' rights, women's rights, civil rights, minority rights, and independence and liberation movements. In the hemisphere, our organization has worked to uphold and protect human rights in the midst of challenging circumstances where marginalization, poverty, inequality, underdevelopment, and dictatorship are or have been such a fundamental part of our reality. Whatever setbacks there may have been along the way, personal liberty, social justice, and moral integrity would have been more heavily trampled upon in our hemisphere were it not for the machinery of and the progress achieved by the Inter-American human rights system. In addition to the Commission and the Court, vital safeguards are provided by the working groups, commissions, and rapporteurships for freedom of expression, and these also have been alluded to by the Secretary General, the rights of women, rights of migrant workers and their families, rights of the child, displaced persons, indigenous peoples, Afro-descendants, and more. In the CARICOM sub-region, Mr. Chairman, the majority of our independent states were formed comparatively later than those in other sub-regions. But the record shows that we are no less committed to the support for and enforcement of the entire gamut of human rights, rights which have been not merely guaranteed, but entrenched from the outset in our national constitutions and actively enforced by national and, wherever appropriate, international institutions and mechanisms. Today, we view with satisfaction the expanding international jurisdiction of human rights and crimes against humanity. We can modestly say that the CARICOM subregion is a pillar of the international jurisprudence in this regard, as demonstrated by the pivotal role in the establishment of the International Criminal Court under the stewardship of Trinidad and Tobago, which was not an insignificant contribution to the cause of human rights at the global level. On this auspicious occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Inter-American Commission, the 40th anniversary of the Convention, and the 30th anniversary of the Court, our member states salute those who have laid their lives and liberty on the line so that their fellow human beings may live in larger freedom. We salute those involved in the hemispheric human rights architecture for their quotidian labors, and we salute so many of our peoples who have endured a lack of enjoyment of rights. As the Secretary General and other speakers today have pointed out, much has been achieved, but much yet remains undone. We therefore wish on this occasion to reiterate our commitment to the defense of human rights and pledge our support for all measures geared to uphold and strengthen human rights in our hemisphere. Thank you.